Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, June 20th at Belmont Park. It is Belmont Stakes Day, the first leg of the Triple Crown instead of the final jewel this year. Tom Leach, along with Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, Jim Goodman, as we take a look at the late pick four, and it starts with two grade ones, the Jaipur and the Belmont. There are six stakes races in all on the card Saturday. But Jim, we'll start with the ninth, which is the beginning of the late pick four. It's the grade one Jaipur, six furlongs on the turf for three-year-olds and up. And you got a couple of Californians in here. Got Pure Sensation, who's won this race before. Neil Drysdale's got a good one. Who do you like?
I like Pure Sensation. I thought last year ran second in June of 2018. Got beat by a Disco Partner. And then in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint last year, lost to Belvoir Bay and Ohm and Checky Shabazz. Only got beat 3 1/4. So I think Pure Sensation is probably going to be my pick in here. 2 for 5 at Belmont, 2 for 5 at the distance. But I'm not strong enough here. Irod Ortiz takes the mount, too, from Paco Lopez, so that's a move up. I ran tough to beat New York. But I'm not going to single him when we get to the pick four. I'm also going to use Stubbins for Doug O'Neill, shipping San Anita. We've talked about this before. Doug O'Neill shipped this horse into Keeneland last fall to win the Woodford at 7-1. He doesn't ship them for fun. He ships them when they're ready. And this horse is live here. Luis Ayas takes the mount. He's riding really well right now, so I think Stubbins has a big shot. And then Alexandra for Neil Drysdale coming from Santa Anita. Same idea. They're shipping these horses across country to get bigger purses and more prestigious races. If you watched Santa Anita last weekend, they didn't have big fields. Belmont didn't have big fields on Saturday either. I think Kentucky is leading the pack at that right now. But Alexandra has a big shot here. That 1-1 buyer in Monrovia sets her up perfectly for this, though. And so she's got a chance to beat the boys here. So those are the three I'm going to stick with. Rosario takes that mount. He's been very good on her. So I'm going to take those three, maybe pick a winner. I would take Pure Sensation based on the 2 for 5 Belmont record.
I actually went one more in deeper in here, and that's my win pick is Texas Wedge. This horse looks like he's in peak form. Peter Miller sharp in picking his spots, I think, in these turf sprints coming across country. Did it with Stormy Liberal to win in the Breeders' Cup a couple of years ago. The best buyer figure last time from a poor post position. So I'm going to try Texas Wedge in here, but I like the other ones you mentioned. Stubbins is nearly the one that I picked before I jumped over to Texas Wedge. So like Stubbins a lot, Pure Sensation, and Alexandra. Kanthaka, just out of respect for Graham Motion, if you want to go one deeper, this is an ambitious spot, but Graham Motion's usually pretty conservative guy, so that intrigues me a little bit in here, but I'm probably not going to use him to save money when we get to the pick four to keep the ticket in line with what our budgets normally are, but that's one that scares me a little bit just because of Graham Motion. 10th race is the Grade 1 Belmont Stakes. Tis the Law is the huge favorite in here. Now, this time, obviously, a mile and an eighth, so it's a one-turn race rather than the two-turn mile and a half. And that's where I think Tappet to Win's got a shot. I'm going to take him to upset Tis the Law. Loved his two races so far this year, so he's come back as a three-year-old really strong. His win last time, 97 buyer figure, and looked like he did it very easily. That was a first-level allowance race. This is an ambitious move. But if he's got another forward move in him, then that would put him probably in a triple-digit buyer, and he'd have a big shot to win it. That's the question mark. Can he improve with the jump up? But if you can get 5 to 6 or 1 as a trade-off for that lack of experience, I'll take that. And I don't think there's a whole lot of speed in here. I don't think he has to have the lead, but probably from the rail we'll go there. And I just think Tis the Law's maybe vulnerable. He played a weak schedule. The first race this year, Toledo ran third. He hadn't done anything. Ete Indian hasn't really done much. And then the next race, he beats a horse that was like 80-1 that came back and ran behind a claimer last week down at Gulfstream. So Tappet to win. I'm going to try to upset Tiz the Law. Sole Volante was real impressive in that race that Chivalry was in that last week at Gulfstream. And I think, you know, if he improves off that, he could be dangerous. And I think he'll like the one turn mile and an eighth as well. And then I thought Four Left was interesting. Again, on the Doug O'Neill angle that you mentioned, he throws this horse in here, not a whole lot of speed, and this horse has some speed, and he's won over this track. So, you know, if you want to go deeper, that's a dangerous one at a huge price. But I'm going to go tap it to win the Belmont Stakes. How about you?
I know one thing. I'll take odds that Jose Ortiz is not going to be 30-1. I don't care if he's riding a horse with three legs in New York. He is who made this morning line, and he does a really good job with his morning line. That horse is not going to be 30-1. So I'll take that right now. I went with Sole Volante. I really liked that race at Gulfstream. Now, I realized that the two horses up front just laid it down in a 23 and a 45 and a 109 and 1. He came from out of the clouds, but he was rolling at the end. And I just think that kind of race sets him up very well for this race if somebody goes with Tap It to Win. Tap It to Win is probably going to take the lead from the inside, but Pneumatic on the outside has got some speed. Tis the Law was going to be up there too. So I think there's a chance that Sole Volante might have a pace to run in. And if he does, Ben Cone took a different tact with this when he took it to Tampa Bay and then to Gulfstream in an optional $100,000 claiming race, whereas you would think Ete Indian was his top horse, but that horse just didn't run last time out. So this is his big chance, and Ben Cone's a good trainer. Regardless of his past history, he does a good job getting his horses ready. I think Sole Volante's got a big shot on Saturday. Tis the Law is obviously a sentimental favorite and probably going to be 6-5 or even money. I think Dr. Post for Pletcher, you cannot overlook Pletcher in this spot. A horse around 96 buyer breaking its maiden at Gulfstream, and he'll like this one turn stretching out, I think. Pneumatic for Asmussen outside. He only got beat in the Matt Wynn by a length and three quarters to Maxfield, and Maxfield would probably be second choice in here, not first choice if he had made it. So if Pneumatic runs with Maxwell in the Matt Wynn, and he's also got the perfect buyer progression for this race. He breaks his maiden with an 84, comes back, stretches out from six furlongs to a mile with an 89, and then he stretches out to a mile and 16th in the Matt Wynn and gets a 94. So that is the buyer progression you want to see coming into a Triple Crown race. And if he continues that and he gets to 98, 99, he's right there. So I think Pneumatic's got a big shot. I'm going to go deep here. I'm going to go 5 wide, hoping to catch a price here rather than singling Tis the Law. So I think it's a wide-open Belmont race.
Yeah, I don't think Tis the Law is a cinch. I mean, you picked against him. I did, too. You make a good point on Pneumatic that could be a very dangerous horse, and Pletcher's won this race a bunch of times. And yeah, you know, just look at those two races, the competition he beat, and you know the numbers, speed figures aren't much different. Kind of, you know, there are other horses that match up with that if they can reproduce those numbers in tougher company. So I think he's I don't think he's a cinch. The 11th race is an allowance optional claimer on the turf at a mile and an eighth for 4-year-olds and up. How'd you see that one? Kind of a stakes race.
It's a stakes race, but it's a nice optional claimer, and I'm going to take a stand here with Largent. Really liked the last couple races at Gulfstream. Very consistent on the buyer scale. Gets Luis Saez and got a lot of speed from the inside. Should be able to dictate the pace here. Mile and an eighth is a question mark. As it is for some of these, but I had to take a stand somewhere, and I really liked him better than any other horse. There was a couple horses that if they get main track only, get in like Discreet Lover, but I think Largent here for Todd Pletcher is a solid single in the pick four. Breaking the Rules for Velasquez and Sugar McGahee might have a shot. Killer Mountain for Pletcher, but taking a stand with Largent, hoping he gets out of the gate and takes him a long way going this mile and eighth on the inner turf.
It's funny how this works sometimes. As we always say, we don't talk about it in advance. And a lot of times we see it the same way. I'm six deep in the pick four of this race. I took his stablemate, Pillar Mountain. I liked this horse last year. Looked like he won an allowance race impressively. They moved him into stakes company, and Pletcher, you know, is usually good reading those kinds of moves. And this horse never could quite break through at the higher level. But I think clearly they had a high opinion of him. So he comes back here with his debut this year in a softer spot than some of those that they tried him in last year. So Pillar Mountain is where I landed. I've got Large In on the ticket. I've got Talk or Listen out of respect for Delacour, Breaking the Rules for Shug, Digital Age, Chad Brown. And then Red Right Hand, I thought, was intriguing. Has won here and really got good after being claimed by Morley last summer. And back, you know, back to some of those races could be in the mix. So I'm going to actually go six deep when we get to the pick four, but Pillar Mountain's the slight win pick. 12th race to New York Bred, first level allowance at 6 furlongs on the turf. I thought Veterans Beach looked awfully good in here for Clement and Irad Ortiz. I thought the 7 is in good form, and Rosario's really good in these turf sprints. Great finisher, and Quayen BC is intriguing. If you want to go deeper, Mike Maker's got the 8 Turbo Drive, and he hasn't done that well up in New York yet. Did win a race on Thursday, but Maker's always dangerous in these kinds of spots. So I'm probably going to just go too deep when we get to the pick four. So I'll give you my pick four ticket. 2, 3, 4, 5 to start, all the ones that I talked about in the Jiper. I'm going to use Tap It to Win, Solo Volante, and Tis the Law, 3 deep in the Belmont. 6 deep in the next leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 9. And then I'm going to go 1, 7 in the last leg, $72 ticket, and try to hopefully catch a price in there somewhere. What's your ticket? What, how do you see the last race, and then give me your pick four ticket?
Yeah, that's because you ran out of money. You'd like to go deeper that last race.
I would, yes.
I went 5 deep in the last race because I singled the third leg. I've got a really inexpensive ticket for me. Veterans Beach would be my top pick for Clement, but I also used Crackshot, just tossing that last race at Aqueduct. Just never had a shot. Got bumped at the start. They'd given him some rest, and he runs back to those last two races at Belmont Saratoga. He's right there. Simply for Asmussen off an impressive maiden win at Sam Houston. That's an interesting shipping from Sam Houston to Belmont. Keon BC, I guess that's how you pronounce it, for Baker and Rosario. And then Turbo Drive for Maker and Franco. So I would go 5 deep in this race. So my pick four is 2, 4, 5 with 1, 2, 8, 9, 10 with 3 with 1, 2, 4, 7, 8. And I believe that's $37.50. So if you want to spend 75 and go another deep in that next to last leg, that's probably reasonable. I'm taking a stand with a 3 horse there. And not a strong single, but I thought it was a pretty good ticket construction.
And again, there are 6 stakes races, so 4 others other than the 2 that we focused on here in the late pick 4. 4 Keeneland sales grads in the Belmont. Dr. Post, 4 Left, Max Player, and Solo Volante. So we'll see if one of the Keeneland sales grads can get the money in the Grade 1 Belmont Stakes. First step on the road to this year's unusual Triple Crown. And Jim, before we close this out, you have a special announcement for patrons in the Lexington area that might want to do the simulcasting at Red Mile.
Yes. With COVID-19 restrictions, we have limited seating over there. So if you want a seat on Saturday, please get there early. We're going to open the main floor about 10 o'clock. But we are going to open the clubhouse for what we're going to call park and bet wagering. Don't have a drive-through over there, but we do have a place where you can park and walk up and bet in and out easily. We're going to open at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. Keep that open all day so that we will fill up our simulcast facility, because we are social distancing and we are making sure that we do as safely as we possibly can. So when we fill it up, we'll still leave that so that you can walk in, bet, and leave. So that's an option for you. The other option, of course, is to fund your Keeneland Select account and sit at home on your couch and drink beer and watch the golf tournament and watch the races in high definition. So that's another option for you. But if you want to come to Red Mile, we'd love to have you. I wish we could have our full house like we normally do in Belmont, just not doable this year. So those are options. If you come there, you have to get your temperature taken. We'll have to go in one way and out the other. We have a very strict count that we have to keep up with, but you can park and bet. And the other option, you can actually bet it if you're listening to this on Friday. We're open until at least 9:30, 10 o'clock on Friday, and advanced wagering is available on the entire Belmont card.
So there you go. A couple of other options to think about. And then I think they've got a stake at Churchill on Saturday, so if you're playing in New York, Kentucky, or somewhere else, best of luck. We'll be back next week with another edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.